there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, Lombardi Line here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. Michael Lombardi there in New Jersey as we get our betting day going. How you doing, Michael?
I'm great, Patrick. How are you? How are things?
I'm doing. You supporting Syracuse over there, my man, with the orange?
Yeah, I got a little orange going. A little orange. It's cold back here, Patrick. You know, we had a 60-degree day yesterday, and now we're down in the 30s. It's a cold one today. It's a hot chocolate day today, Patrick. It's
temp,
cold.
Temp on the way in, 39 degrees in Vegas.
Oh, boy.
Ask the family. Yes, it's been unseasonably cold in the 50s yesterday, so we're right there with you, neck and neck. How are we feeling?
We feel great. I mean, we feel good. We got a little NBA coming. I've been watching a lot of college basketball. Saw Coach K last night beat Virginia in Virginia. That was good. Saw my Razorbacks win in Florida again, Gainesville. Good win there. Didn't play well, but won it. So it's been good. I'm enjoying watching these games.
Yes,
getting back into it.
Revenge for Duke, right? Because Virginia went to Cameron and beat up on Duke a couple of weeks ago. A Providence triple overtime winner against Xavier. Trust me, Michael, and I'll just preface this by saying I understand what's happening in the world, so I don't want to seem insensitive, but I haven't had internet for the last 2 days, so I was watching on my phone.
Why?
I was watching the Cox cable. I've been on the phone with them nonstop. They're supposed to fix it today. Come out to my house and fix it. Anyway, I was watching college hoops and preparing for the show on this iPhone right here, so it was a little tricky, but I did watch that triple overtime winner for Providence. Yes, I think Providence, you and I have talked about, a little overrated. Kentucky took care of LSU. As Kentucky gets healthy, Baylor and Kentucky, as they get healthy, they scare me.
Right. Kentucky goes into Bud Walton Arena on Saturday, which will be an incredibly festive atmosphere against the Razorbacks. And, you know, that'll be a challenge for Arkansas. And if they don't buckle to it, it really could determine a lot. I mean, during the Florida game, Lenardi had Arkansas as a 6 seed. I think they could move if they beat Kentucky and then win out one of the next 2 games. They got a chance to move into a 3 or 4 seed. So this is a huge game for Arkansas playing at home, seeing if they can match up with the great Kentucky team.
How's Moss down at Arkansas? I've got Arkansas right here at the South Point. They open 30-1 as far as the championship. They're sitting 50-1. There's just so many teams we've talked about. It's going to be wide open this year. How's Moss feeling about the squad this year?
Well, I think when you watch them play, their intensity on defense is impressive,
yes,
right?
It is.
So, you know, I think offensively they go through these lulls of moments where they don't score, but no taste fabulous. And they're able to kind of lock people down. I mean, they're really good defending the three-point line, which is what Kentucky does. I mean, they hold opponents to 30% on the three-point line. And Kentucky's one of the best teams in the country, I think averaging 36% at the three-point line, which is surprising, right? You know, everybody says Kentucky doesn't shoot well, but when you look at their numbers, you know, when you look at what they've been able to do at the three-point on offense, they average 37.7. They're the best team in the conference at the three-point percentage.
Michael, I want to just quickly talk about a situational spot as far as rest and advantage for Illinois tonight. Top 25 watch tonight. You've got Gonzaga at San Francisco. That's actually going to be fascinating because San Francisco's a tournament team right now at large. But just quickly on Ohio State and Illinois. So Illinois has a huge rest advantage coming into this one. They played on Saturday, beat Michigan State. This for Ohio State is their third game since Saturday. And I happened to catch their head coach, Holtman, Ohio State's head coach, a radio interview he did there locally in Columbus. He said his team is completely fatigued and two guys are dealing with the flu. So that's huge coming into this as far as Illinois rested, Ohio State not so much. They played an overtime game against Indiana on, what was it, Monday, which was absolutely mentally and physically draining. I think it's a little short for Illinois laying six tonight just because of the advantage there.
No doubt. And Cockburn, my understanding is he's healthy to play in this game.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be back.
He's good
right?
to go.
He's good to go. So, you know, he makes all the difference in the world. I mean, look, this Illinois team is so good defensively. I mean, they are really good, and they're the best team in the Big Ten in terms of their defense. And so, they're, you know, when you're struggling and tired offensively like Indiana probably, you know, like Ohio State, excuse me, will be, it's going to be really a challenge, I think. And so I agree with you. I think this is a little bit of a lighter line, especially considering how these two teams with rest and the other team that's been playing and battling. I mean, that Indiana game was hard fought. I mean, Indiana didn't go away lightly. There's no doubt about that. So I think the healthy defensive team, always you got a favor.
You nailed it. Indiana should have beat Ohio State at Ohio State on Monday. That's my take, because they were grabbing offensive boards. They were getting second chance points. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at Ohio State, the win against Indiana, the loss at home against Iowa, they gave up a ton of offensive boards. They gave up a ton of rebounds and a ton of second chance points, as I mentioned, which means a team starting to get fatigued as we get to the end of the year here.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, look, let's face it, nobody's practicing. It's all in the game to game. And when you get some rest and you get a good team like Illinois does with their defense and they can hold people down, you know, what they're able to do. I mean, they hold teams to 66 points playing at home. You know, they've got almost a 10-point differential between points allowed and points scored. That's fairly impressive. Now, the one thing about Illinois that we have to be careful about is they're not a great team against the spread. They're 12-14.
Yep.
So you've got to be a little bit concerned about that. Ohio State is just 13-11. But the one thing Ohio State does is when their energy level is high, they only give up 66.7 points a night, which is good,
yep.
which is really good. So, you know, I think a lot of this isn't about who's the better team. It's who's fresher. There's no doubt. And I think you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, and for a team that's so efficient inside the key, Ohio State can shoot the three. As you mentioned, they can defend. Holtman's a great coach. It was fascinating. He wasn't making an excuse for tonight's setup with the third game since Saturday, but I could hear in his voice, he said, I don't want to get into specifics, but I got a couple of guys that are sick. He didn't mention who was sick. If it's Liddell, they're screwed, obviously. Anywho. That is a top 25 matchup. And how about your Gonzaga team, who haven't lost in a couple? I mean, there's a 16-game win streak. The last time they lost was out of conference, out of league. Who was it? Alabama beat them. I mean, this is a team that is just right now, you know, leading the nation and scoring at 89.5 points per. They're going to San Francisco. And as I mentioned in the WCC, San Francisco is 22-7, Michael. They're one of the last four in as far as most brackets are concerned right now. The Dons are a team to watch. They've got a net ranking at 27, and they're catching 10 at home tonight.
Yeah, I mean, but look, I mean, they're one of the best teams, and we know that. We know Gonzaga is, you know, a significant, like a 10-point. I mean, they're one of the best teams, and Gonzaga's an easy favorite. You know, 22-7. I mean, San Francisco's been not very good against the spread, 11-16. So we got to caution ourselves there. And the way Gonzaga dominates people, I mean, I don't even know if this, we call this a challenge. Are we making it up? Is this really a challenge? I don't know. I think to me, that's the problem I have with Gonzaga. Yeah, they play the pace. I get all those things, right? I understand, and they dominate their conference. There's no doubt about that. But their conference, there's such a difference between Gonzaga offensively and the next team, right? Gonzaga's shooting 40% from the three-point line. I mean, you know, and then they're the best defensive team. They're shooting 30%. Like, the level, like, to me, they're significantly better. And once again, I think you got to be careful about being battle-tested. This is the two best offenses in the conference versus the two best defenses in the conference. Both teams have really good players, you know, but I think there is a separation between the talent level, and that's why Gonzaga seems to dominate. But, look, you know, it's playing at home for the Dons, and we shall see. But I just, to me, my question about Gonzaga is, are they battle-tested?
No, you're right. listen, they're beating teams in league, in conference, by an average of 27 points. Okay, and again, the West Coast this year, they've got two ranked, obviously Gonzaga and St. Mary's. San Francisco, the Dons are in the tournament right now. Santa Clara is a good team. So it's better than it's been. You know, Loyola's down this year. Pepperdine, obviously, down this year. So, but it's better than it's been, the WCC. But you just mentioned it. I mean, this was January 20th. The Dons were at Gonzaga. They trailed by three at the half and lost 78-62 because Timmy went off in the second half. So that's it. Gonzaga, once they decide they just want to pound you, they can. And that's why that number's 10 tonight against a good San Francisco team.
You know, is there any home court advantage for San Francisco? I mean, you know, at the Sobrato Center there, where the War Memorial Coliseum there, is there any home advantage?
I think it's supposed to be raucous tonight. What? Where is that?
You would think it would be.
That is downtown,
right? I don't
know. You live there.
I think it's got to be downtown. Well,
yeah,
it's by the university. It's right by the university. I think it's a very...
It's right in the middle of downtown. It is. It's weird.
It's a small venue. There's only... I think there can't be more than 4,000 seats in the venue, so it's going to be a raucous crowd in there.
Yeah,
and you know, and I think to me that gives them an advantage, and if they can slow the pace down a little bit, you know, I mean, they beat Pacific. They put 104 on the board against Pacific. I mean, 3 weeks ago they had 105 against Pepperdine. So that, I mean, they can put the ball in the basket. There's, and they got two of the best players in the conference on their team.
Yeah, you mentioned it, Michael. They dropped 104 on Pacific on Monday. That was at Pacific. This is a team that's 40th nationally in scoring, going up against Gonzaga, who's first. You see a total of 157. It's elevated, but for good reason. These are two teams that can run it.
Yeah, no doubt. And both teams want to play pace. I mean, both teams play. I mean, nobody plays pace like Gonzaga, but San Francisco does. That's the problem. Do you get into a track meet with them and feel like you can win it? I don't know. That's the hard part. Ten's a lot, though. I would think that this is a number that you got to believe San Francisco. This is going to be their finest hour, their moment. That's a lot of points to lay there.
San Francisco, this is the best team in 40 years. I was digging in. They haven't made the tournament since 98, so they've kind of come out of nowhere here. And Shabazz can play. Bouye can play. Again, it'll be interesting. I wouldn't touch the side if I were looking at anything. You mentioned just the way these two teams are scoring right now. 157 is in danger as far as the total. All right, a ton to do. Good college start to get going. I'm looking down. Michigan beat Rutgers last night, Michael, without Juwan Howard on the bench, who was suspended for the rest
of the season.
Martelli
took over. He Alexander Hegged it. He's got it. He said, I've been here before. I know how to do it.
Martelli's been there, done that. There are a
I'm
few.
Alexander Hegg. Hey, I got to control this situation. And anybody who wants to be as a head coach, please send an email, please.
There are a few in Michigan that believe Martelli is the true head coach of the University of Michigan. I don't know the answer to that. We'll come back with the Eastern Conference and the NBA. Stacked 12 Uh-oh. Teams in contention, Michael.
Nets,
that's next.
Celtics.
Yep.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app. It's BetMGM.com, the king of sportsbooks. Download the app right now. And if you're in town here, just stop by any MGM property, bring your state-issued ID, and you're ready to bet within minutes. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology, fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. I was Michael Lombardi there in Jersey. I'm here in Las Vegas, Patrick Maher. This is the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. I was talking to our boss, John Goulet, who lived up in San Francisco. He did say that he meant to get to a Dons game right there in the middle of the city. He never went, so I was asking him about the home court. But check this out. This is Circa Sportsbook Director Matt Metcalf. I think they played this earlier today on Follow the Money. Let's go ahead and throw the quote up, guys. The Zags are like 5 points clear of the field in my mind. If Kentucky or Arizona gets knocked out, Michael, early, Gonzaga is even money. The market probably just thinks they're a couple points better, not five. But I just think they are the only proven commodity here and haven't touched their ceiling. I think their floor is everyone else's ceiling, and that is a bookmaker in town giving big-time props to Gonzaga. I have the number here at South Point. They're now 7-2 to win a championship. 7-2, that's 3.5-1 to win a championship. So this is it for Few. He has to win it this year.
Haven't we talked about this before, though?
We have.
I think a lot of it is going to – obviously, they'll be the number one overall seed, and, you know, they will get – you know, they'll get preferential treatment in terms of who they play. You know, if they happen to run into a really good team, well-coached team, somewhere to get there, which obviously – somebody will be the number two seed in that bracket. Could it be Auburn? You know, what if they put Auburn out west and they have to play them to face them, or Texas Tech? You know, those are hard. I mean, we would have never said this. Remember, UCLA wasn't in the conversation last year. They had to play themselves in the tournament.
Right. That's right.
You know, and so that there's so much that's going to happen. I mean, there's a team that we don't even know about right now or talking about that could eventually be a problem for Gonzaga. I just go back to my experience in the league, and when you play a soft schedule, there's a mentality within your team that you just don't feel, you're just not battle tested. And everybody wants to film a Hollywood movie. Everybody wants to have the perfect ending. Everybody wants, but it's those losses in February that are in a tough game, or a win like Arkansas had the other night against Florida in a tough environment, right? You got to get this win and you got to dig deep. That, you know, Kentucky winning at home against LSU, we got to have this one. Those are the kind of things to me that matter come March. And
Totally. Sometimes
I just think Gonzaga loses that by playing in the Western Conference.
I think you just nailed it. It's fascinating. By the way, second
betting. That doesn't mean I don't think Gonzaga is good, Patrick.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I respect their talent. I respect Few as a coach as well. But I just feel like you got to get battle tested.
Oh, totally.
You know, and last year we learned that UCLA was different than they were all season once they got that game and got into the tournament barely.
You're 100% right. By the way, Baylor, last year's champs, their second betting as far as South Point at 12-1. Well, they're tied. Duke's 12-1 as well. Purdue actually 8-1 here. Kentucky 8-1 here. So we're all over the place. The 7-2 is just a crazy number on February
24th. What's Kentucky?
Kentucky is 8-1. They opened the season 20-1. They're sitting on the board 8-1 to win a championship.
They look so. When I watched them last night, they look like an NBA team. I mean, they've got length. They've got size everywhere. You know, I think they're getting better with every single game they play. And when they're healthy, you know, to me, I think they're rounding it at 8-1. I think they're a really strong play. I mean, they're a strong play. I mean, they've only, you know, they've had some setbacks during the season. You know, they lose the opener to Duke, you know. But, I mean, last night they avenged their loss to LSU with a nice win. I just think, to me, They're a team you better be careful about.
They've got a ton of pros. They defend. They're third in the country in adjusted efficiency offensively. The one thing Kentucky doesn't do is they don't hit threes. But they're going to out-rebound you. They're going to out-hustle.
But they shoot 37% from the three-point line. How is that possible?
Yeah, right now they are, and they actually give up. They defend the three very well. But as far as percentage of points, they spend a ton of time down low. I think they're what, 6 and 2-pointers as far as percentage points, as far as allocation. They do a lot of their work down low. Like you said, they've got a ton of bigs. I mean, they've got size. They're a scary team right now. If Ty Washington starts to get healthy here in the backcourt, they're a dangerous team.
No doubt. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I just think to me, that, and their value is pretty good. Their value is outstanding right now. They have great value at 8-1. I think that value will only go up as we move forward. Yeah. I really do.
And your point is well taken. They are shooting three better than they had earlier in the year. That's Kentucky. So Kentucky's sitting on the board at 8-1. I was going to give you one more that I was looking at during the break. I think Purdue's a little too short at 8-1. Texas Tech. We've been talking about Tech, right?
So Mike Palm's team. Yeah.
Tech 80-1. If you invested at 80-1, you got a good number because they're now sitting 15-1 Tech, who I'm calling the best team in Texas right now just to make the Baylor fans upset. But 15-1 on the board.
I mean, Adams has done – I mean, we didn't realize when they promoted him to become the head coach. I don't think we realized his influence within the system of defense. And you've got to give the athletic director at Texas Tech a ton of credit for staying within the program and recognizing Adams' talent as a defensive teacher. And that's really what manifests itself in even more so this year. And when you look at this guy's career – when you go over Mark Adams' career, I know he's been in a lot of smaller schools that a lot of people don't know about. He is remarkably successful. And the Williams kid has really emerged as a top talent for them. And, you know, they just continue. I mean, look at the last two games they played. They held Texas to 55. They held Oklahoma to 42.
Oh, they're beating Baylor, beating Kansas, swept Texas. And I like the fact that you keep on pointing out Mark Adams, because that wasn't, as you mentioned, it wasn't a sexy hire, but the continuity, and it shows you some of these assistants, few losing the assistant to Arizona, he's killing it. Adams is doing a hell of a job at Texas Tech. You know, it's Texas Tech sitting on the board at 15-1. It's just not a team that people like to bet. But that is a huge chasm from 80-1 to open the year all the way down to 15-1. As a matter of fact, that might be the biggest shift.
You look at some of these scores. I mean, like when they lost to Oklahoma back in early February, they lost 70-55. They gave up 70 to Oklahoma in that game. You know, when they played them the next time, they gave up 42 points. Look at the difference in that.
It's incredible.
Like, think about that. That's an incredible. You know, now they lost to Gonzaga early in the year, way back in December. They gave up 69 to Gonzaga, which, based on what we know of Gonzaga today, that's a pretty low score for Gonzaga. You know, averaging almost 89 a night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the best defensive team in the country.
No doubt.
Adjusted efficiency, any way you look at it. Texas Tech, to me, best defensive team in the country. And you mentioned some of those low scores they've given up, even against Gonzaga. So they continue. They're up next, TCU, Kansas State, Oklahoma State to close out.
You know, I think the other thing I think we have to consider when you're before you fill out your pools, I think you really have to go over the depth charts of these teams. For example, when you look at Tech, you know, Arms is a senior. Warren's a senior. Shannon's a junior. Obner's a senior. Williams, their starting center. When you have that kind of collection of upperclassmen, Loyola Chicago seems to always do that. It's a powerful thing come these single elimination tournament, because you've got players with great experience, and that really matters come playoff time.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah, I like Tech a lot. That's actually why I like Moss. He's got a bunch of guys that do, you know, whether it's Williams or Tony or Davis. Moss has got a bunch of guys that can do it. So we were talking about Arkansas a little bit earlier as we get into it. It's a team that, like you said, it goes deep. Kentucky scares you because missing their backcourt this last weekend, they shortened the bench and still beat up on, who was it? Kentucky beat up on... at home. Who was it last Saturday, Michael? Kentucky at
home.
Tennessee.
That's right. They beat Tennessee.
And they did it with a short bench.
Yeah.
So now as they get healthy, that is scary. That is very, very scary. Yeah, it was Tennessee. And they beat up on Alabama. Excuse me. Saturday was Alabama. Remember, they lost by doubles to Tennessee the game before. So they beaten Alabama. They beaten LSU. They took care of LSU last night, Kentucky. So there it is. And they're going to get healthy. So that's scary. Two teams that are going to get healthy in the backcourt and be very scary, as we mentioned. Kentucky and Baylor. Watch out. Baylor also has a very good mix of vets and some of the younger guys. that we talked about just a little bit ago. Okay, there he is, Vinny Maliulo from Behind the Book here at the South Point. We'll get into some of those college numbers, and Michael and I will transition into the NBA as we're just getting started on a Thursday edition of the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, before you make your next bet, be sure get over to VSiN.com, VSIN.com, to check out the current betting splits data. This is a new feature that gives you insights on where the money and bets are moving for every game. You're going to be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Data is available for Moneyline, Over-Under, and ATS bets. Betting splits are another way. VSiN is here to make you a smarter, more sophisticated, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Lombardi Line right here on VSiN.com, presented by BetMGM. He is Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher. Joining us from behind the book here at the South Point is Vinny Maliulo. And we've got a ton to do, including these groups, as far as college basketball offered here at the South Point. Michael, quickly wanted to get this in. Major League Baseball is going to begin canceling regular season games if the league and PA can't come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement by Monday. I bring that up because, Vinny, you can help us technically how you're going to handle this moving forward behind the book.
Yeah, right now, normally we would have the regular season wins up this week for MLB. But without knowing how many games they're going to play or not play, we can't put that up. So pennant odds, World Series odds are still up. I think people are taking a wait-and-see approach, frankly. Typically we get more future business around Super Bowl weekend and then moving into March Madness. The other part from our side is there would be spring training games going on right now, which is a nice little filler, even though the limits are small. But people like to have day action, and so we're missing that right now. But you know what? The NBA starts back up tonight, so folks will get back involved with that. But right now, holding up on baseball regular season wins until we know what's going to happen with the lockout.
Vinny, what's your best guess on that? I mean, is there one thing about baseball? They've always have gone through this. They've been long. They've been tedious. They've been acrimonious.
Yes.
What's your sense of this?
Yeah, Michael, I think at some point they'll hammer out a deal. But again, as far as when that is and, the statement about, canceling or shortening the season or whatever the case may be, my guess would be as good as anybody else's, and it would strictly be a guess. But I do believe that there'll be a much shorter spring training season. If it starts to get into the regular season, then I think you'll see one of two things, depending on how long it's going to take. Does the season extend out a little bit into October? I kind of doubt it. I think there'll just be a shortened season like we saw with the pandemic.
No, you nailed it. So Major League Baseball is refusing to make up games this year, Michael. So we saw this, remember, back in 90 with the lockout.
Yeah.
That ended into, I think it was mid-March, somewhere in there. Agreement was reached, and they pushed back opening day by a week and extended the season by a few days to get all the games in. Major League Baseball, part of their leverage here is they're saying, well, we're not going to make up anything. I think it's kind of a ploy on their end.
I think so, too. There's certainly some posturing going on right now. At the end of the day, I think there's so much money to be made on so many fronts, particularly by the teams and the players, that they'll figure out a way to get this done. But I wish I had better information so that we would know. But once the season is determined, then we will evaluate what that season's going to be and make a determination on regular season wins.
These two sides need to read the Daily Coach, because you used acrimony and acrimonious as a word. These two sides hate each other. I mean, Manfred and Tony Clark, they don't trust each other.
They haven't trusted each other going back to Bowie Kuhn in the days in the 70s. I mean, have they, Vinny? I mean, this has always been a lack of trust between the players and the owners in this league. And they've had moments of maybe of detente, but for the most part, they've had no, really, every time there's come an agreement. And one thing I will say, the players have been well compensated, and obviously the owners are making money, or else they wouldn't be buying these teams.
Yeah, I mean, and it's expanded in terms of the leagues. It's unfortunate, too, because when you look at you look at baseball, they've got other issues, right? People want, you know, quicker games. They've tinkered with rules and how to deal with the length of games and things like that. People are getting tired of it, frankly. So, at the end of the day, will people miss baseball? They'll miss it the most after the NBA and the NHL finals. So between the NBA and NHL finals until preseason football, then that's when they're going to miss it the most. But really, you know, baseball, they're not helping themselves in terms of public support when it comes to this, both sides.
Yeah, calmer waters a little bit, to Michael's point, with Selig. And remember, Selig, former owner, so he had a relationship.
Yeah.
So calmer waters as far as, but it was never, I mean, it's been acrimonious essentially throughout history. And since Manfred's come in, Manfred and Clark is on the other side, just really don't get along. So this will be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. As you mentioned, I think the deadline and not adding games, or excuse me, not making up games,
right.
I think it might be some posturing on MLB's side, but we shall see. It's a fun sport to bet. Listen, when you get into the meat of July, why do you think? I'm like, when it's just that in July, we need some baseball, right, Michael?
No doubt. We're going to need something. You know, but we talk about over and unders in the NFL forever. I mean, that's not going to be a problem. We keep going back over that. What, there were 11 teams that cashed on the over from the NFL last year. So, you know, we know that one third of the league will hit the over. We also know that most of the league won't hit the will hit the under. So it'll be fun. We can always still talk about that. Look, we got through one thing we'll remember
the pandemic.
For our lifetime, Vinny. We got through the pandemic.
Right.
We didn't have any, and we were able to do that. So,
yeah.
We talk sports betting through a pandemic.
That's right.
From our house.
And we'll do it.
Well, Jeezy in the background. I mean, we were just.
Jeezy and Cary Grant.
We got through it on the Lombardi line, and VSiN did a great job powering through
That's
as well.
Right.
We do get the NBA back. Quickly on, how was the NBA All-Star weekend? How was the handle on the game on Sunday?
Not particularly strong. I mean, it was more, you know, casual folks, betting parlays. You know, give me Team LeBron or Team KD with to the over.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as, I think, because it was a little bit more, they tweaked the rules. They're always tweaking the rules.
That fourth quarter,
year.
The Elam
yeah,
rule.
I mean, so people, you know, and you're spending time trying to, you know, figure it out. People are coming back up and saying, hey, wait, I didn't know this. I mean, it's, you know, these All-Star games, they get more complicated every year with this tweaking, and I think it confuses people. So just a moderate handle. But, you know, the NBA is back today, and it'll be front and center in terms of the bettors. So when you're ranking what's being bet right now, still NBA at the top, particularly with the general public. But college basketball as well. Now the public is going to get more involved with college basketball. Professional bettors have been involved with college basketball since the beginning of the season. But now you've got your last, full week of regular season games. And then we'll get, this is the last big Saturday. And then, of course, gearing up to Selection Sunday on March 13th.
And, of course, we got seven games on the menu in the Associate. Michael, I was fascinated to see what the totals were going to be on two games tonight. Atlanta at Chicago, those two offenses are ridiculous. That's 240 and a half.
Yeah.
And also Memphis, people don't realize, Memphis essentially leads everything. I mean, rebounding, blocks, points scored, I mean, efficiency. Memphis and Minnesota's got a great offense as well. That totals 240 as well.
Right.
So we've got some nosebleeds as far as totals.
Open it's already up a couple of points in that game. And in the Bulls game you mentioned, that's up 5 points. You can't make these totals high enough at this
240.
Point.
240.
A lot of defense being played.
Vinny, the one game that struck me was, and I've been searching, is the Celtics-Nets opened up at Celtics minus 4.5, and it shot immediately up to 9, and there's some 9.5s. You know, I mean, were they expecting Kyrie to play because the mayor may lift the mandate?
Not yet.
Why did it jump?
Yeah, it's a great question, Mike. The Celtics We actually used 7, so that that number you're talking about was an early overnight, and now up to 9. So we've already moved 2 points here. And the game, of course, in Brooklyn. I mean, if Kyrie was going to play, this game would go the other way, right? So I think you're seeing it, go up towards the Celtics. And the Celtics have been playing better, particularly on the road. But the Nets have been strong at home. So I suspect that at some point we'll see Nets money as we get further into today.
Michael, to your point. One, Simmons unlikely to play. He's not going to play. Simmons and Durant, obviously, both right. out. But we just saw this game in Brooklyn, and the Celtics beat him up 126-91 on February 8th. Mm-hmm. So I think that probably plays into that big number there, because that was a rout in Brooklyn. And it's essentially the same team. The Celtics, who I know you like, Michael, have been on a roll. They just had a 9-game win streak where 6 of those wins came by doubles. So the Celtics are rolling right now.
You know, I think there's no doubt they're good value. I think they have great value right now.
All right. When we come back, let's transition to college, Vin, because I wanted to talk to you about Gonzaga sitting 3.5-1 on the board here at the South Point. And then we got the groups. I love these. Let's get into some of the group matchups as far as the basketball tournament and these teams are concerned. It's the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. Vinny's here. Come on back.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer in the NBA tonight. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you're going to win $200 paid for in free bets. Use that bonus code VSIN200, VSIN200, make your first bet. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM reward points that can redeem for online bonuses converted into comps at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner with the NBA. Again, download the app, BetMGM.com, VSIN200. For the code tonight, anybody hits a three, a $10 investment recoups you $200. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. Michael Lombardi there in Jersey. I'm Patrick Maher here in Vegas, sitting next to Vinny Maliulo from Behind the Book at the South Point. And Michael, we were just talking during the break about the conference, the team rankings, and then the conference rankings. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we know the Big 12 sits 1, Big 10 2, and then the SEC. For example, we were just talking about the WCC being better this year.
Yes.
The Big East is going to get a bunch of teams, 7 mm-hmm. potentially teams into the tournament.
Yep.
And you were talking about the Mountain West.
Well, I think when you look at the Mountain West, what a surprise. And if you're following college basketball, and I hope you got a chance to see the Wyoming-Colorado State game last night.
Two great games.
Boise the other night. You got San Diego State in the Mountain West. I have to tell you, if you've been following college baskets, don't be shocked if – they get more than 2 teams in, three, you know, there's talk of 4. I don't know if they'll get 4. Same with the WCC. I think the WCC has proven to be better this year than some folks thought. And what's going to impact it is the ACC is down. Now, I'm not suggesting that the West Coast Conference from top to bottom or the Mountain West are as good as the ACC, but they're much closer to the ACC than they have been in recent years, right? So outside of Duke, and again, that was a terrific game last night between Duke and Virginia, and they split the series. But I personally, and I know that a lot of players, a lot of professional bettors, my colleagues in the industry, you don't just have power ratings for teams. You have power ratings for conferences, too, because that gives you an idea of the competition, especially coming down the stretch or what teams are doing and how they're playing and how they're running this final gauntlet right before we get into the NCAA tournament. So, and also to remember, Patrick and Michael, is that in basketball, unlike football, there's a Power Six conferences because of the Big East,
yep.
You have to add in there, right? So I've got the Big 12 and Big 10 at the top, the top two conferences, followed by the SEC, as you mentioned, Patrick. I've got the Big East below that, and then the AC. And then right after that, you know, you got the Mountain West. The American Athletic is a good conference as well. So it's a good time to really start following these teams, follow the games, particularly this week. And into this weekend. And then, of course, we've got Selection Sunday coming up.
Vinny, how much of a difference would there be from the Big 12, which is that's the conference you have number one, right?
I've got
that,
the Big 12, slightly ahead of the Big 10.
The Southeast.
Yeah, I've got about a point difference between the Big 12 and the SEC, point and a half.
Because I think how much would it be to the West Coast Conference?
West Coast Conference?
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got seven, that, at least seven.
My,
seven, seven maybe, yeah. Because, yeah, Gonzaga there. So six or seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's my concern about it. I mean, I think that's where, you know, whereas when you're playing that Big 12 and your numbers that you're accumulating, you're against good competition. Mm-hmm. When you're accumulating the numbers statistically that Gonzaga is, it's not always the best competition.
Yeah, I think when you look at outside of Gonzaga's early schedule, you know, and again, the conference overall is better, too, though. What's helping Gonzaga, I think, from a power rating standpoint as well, is the fact that the conference is better. I mean, they've got a big game tonight against San Francisco. They're still double digits. They're 10 in that game. But St. Mary's is better. BYU is always, you know,
Santa Clara
physically.
Is a good
Santa
team
Clara
this year.
Has been a big surprise this year, too. So the conference is better than, say, when Gonzaga played Duke early in the season. Of course, Duke won that game.
I'll just say this, because we're out here. I think there's some Mountain West sensitivity out here, Vinny, to be fair.
Well, yeah, there's regional bias.
But four legit teams, Boise State, Wyoming, Colorado State, San Diego State. Those are four. That's a top-heavy league, yeah. But those are four very good teams.
They're solid teams. Now, are we saying that these are teams that can win it all? I'm not saying they can win it all, and we'll get into the teams that we think can win it all because of the prop we put up here. But these are teams that I think that are deserving of getting into the field of 68, and that will certainly be tough outs. I mean, there's some schools that, you know, you're always looking for, you know, Cinderella, right? And, of course, another great game tonight. And there are really no secrets to anybody following college basketball. Belmont and Murray State tonight at Murray State, where Murray is, they took 3.5 with Belmont now down to 3. That's probably going to determine the number one seed for their conference tournament coming up, or have a lot to do with it. But to your point, Patrick, you know, the Mountain West is better. It's gotten better. And again, as the season has progressed here, those ratings have gotten better. These are teams that shoot the ball well, in particular, and they get up and down the floor.
Yep. And frankly, St. Mary's being ranked does a lot perception-wise for the WCC.
Yeah,
in San Francisco, mm-hmm. a huge spot for them. Michael and I were laughing. It's a 22-7 team. They scored 104 on Monday, and they're catching 10 at home to Gonzaga,
yeah.
Who is 3.5-1 on your sheet as far as the current odds to win a championship.
Right.
That is short.
That's they get a lot of love. They get a lot of love before the season starts and right throughout the season. I mean, they're not a secret anymore.
No.
I mean, I'll date myself here, and Gonzaga was, who's Gonzaga? You know, when Stockton was there, who's Gonzaga? Well, they'll play anybody. Nobody wanted to play them at their place, and still to this day, they don't really necessarily. When you think about it, who Gonzaga either travels to play one of the Blue Bloods, or they do it on a neutral court. But they're no longer a secret, and it's been great for college basketball. But we do have them also in group play, and what we did was on January 28th, we put a prop up here at the South Point where we put three groups and a field up. And in the three groups, each group had six teams. And in Group A, We did have Gonzaga, and if you're watching at VSiN.com, you'll be able to see the graphic. Gonzaga, Purdue, Kentucky, UCLA, Illinois, and Texas Tech in one group that opened at plus 180, so at 9-5. It's now minus 120. That's the clear favorite right now. And again, Kentucky's as good as anybody, especially when they're healthy. And they played last night. They struggled with the press, but that's because two of their best press breakers, particularly Walker, were out of the game, right? So they did not play last night, but they found a way to win against LSU. Group B, Baylor, Arizona, LSU, Michigan State, Duke, and Iowa, plus 220 up to 3-1. Group C, Kansas, Villanova, Auburn, Wisconsin, Houston, and Ohio State. That's up to 375 from 220. And then, of course, you've got the field now up to 8-1, open at 6-1, and teams like certainly Tennessee, USC are included in the field. So a lot of fun with this. We believe that the eventual winner will come out of the one of these three groups. But again, you never know if somebody gets on a roll and gets on a run from their conference tournaments through the big dance, which is set to start. The first four games are on the 15th.
Vinny, do you remember what UCLA was around this time of the year?
What, in terms
last
of
last year?
Oh, well, remember they had a play-in game. I think
right.
75-1
in, yeah.
Going into the those play-in games. Yeah, they were huge. Well, a few years back. Same thing with Syracuse when they went to the Final Four a few years ago.
That's right.
And everybody was complaining, how did they get into the tournament? They were in the play-in games, and I think we had them as high as almost 100-1 going into those play-in games.
So group one, so the favorite at minus 120, Gonzaga, Michael, Purdue, Kentucky, UCLA, last year's darling, Illinois, and Texas Tech, who you and I and Palm loves, of course. So that is the favored group. And your second betting favorite, group B, is Baylor, Arizona, LSU, Michigan State, Duke, Iowa. I'll throw out LSU. I'll throw out Michigan State. I'll throw out Iowa. But I think the three, Baylor, Arizona, and Duke, are legit, Michael.
No doubt. I mean, in Arizona, you know, they have lost to UCLA, you know, but they came back and beat UCLA by 10 after they lost to them. You know, got blown out by them by 14. But to me, I don't think you can overlook them. I think that they're playing as well as anybody. And, you know, there could be the UCLA of this team. I'm surprised they're not in the A group because of how well they've played. And they keep getting better with each game. So, you know, with only two losses in the same conference as UCLA, that's why it's interesting to me. UCLA's ahead of them.
Baylor gets healthy.
Wheeler and Ty Washington for Kentucky in the back.
Yeah.
And then if Baylor gets healthy with their experience in the backcourt,
yeah.
Those two teams, Kentucky, Baylor, Gonzaga, to me, are the three right now. Okay, Ben, thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Great job.
Thanks, Benny.
Nice haircut.
Good to be with
too.
You guys.
Come back with the association. Actually, exciting seven games tonight in the association here on the Lombardi Line.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it!
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.